crisis, out of fear of pain or disappointment with life itself, you're no longer brave enough to speak your truth out loud, and you hide behind walls. I know that feeling, and I know how painful it is, but really, our heart simply wants to be wide open. Let's open our hearts together so that love can flow again. As cheesy as it may sound, it's just that beautiful. Hey, my name is Annie, and with me, you won't just find your purpose, you'll learn how to live it. Your heart is not just an organ. Your heart is an energy center, a portal for love, compassion, and inner peace. And maybe you're one of those people who believe that love and peace comes from the outside. Only if my partner loves me, I have love in my life. Only if my children love me, my friends, I have love in my life. Only if everything is calm and peaceful in the world, then I can feel peace. But really, it's the other way around. It all begins inside of you. You can feel peace in the midst of chaos, and you can feel love even when your heart has just been broken. According to a study by the Heart Math Institute, the heart generates an electromagnetic field that extends about 3 meters beyond your body. This field shifts with your emotions, and it also influences the people around you. Maybe you've experienced this before. You feel suspicious towards someone, and bam, shortly after, the outside confirms it. Or the opposite. You approach someone with an open heart, and again, it gets reflected right back to you. Yes, depending on what emotion you carry as you move through life, you can almost predict how the world will respond to you. Another study shows that a wide open heart not only reduces stress, but also strengthens your emotional resilience, and it gives you a deep sense of safety. If that's not worth a try, what is? For me, the tightness in the heart becomes especially painful when I close myself off from my husband. I'm from Germany, he's from Canada. My English is okay, but he doesn't speak any German. So the hardest thing for me in a second language was always the humor, jokes, irony. I didn't understand much of it at first, and that led to misunderstandings, especially in the beginning. When I was in the middle of a culture shock, I didn't really know how to react, and I closed my heart. Instead of saying what bothered me, or what I didn't understand, I shut down. And when you've once felt what it's like to live with an open heart, closing it becomes physically painful. Your heart hurts, like heartbroken. Maybe you know that feeling. Your heart wants to be wide open. It wants to love courageously. It wants to feel courageously. Anything else can hurt. If you know that feeling too, the longing to open up and the fear of it at the same time, then this video is for you. Let's gently dive into a short heart-opening meditation together. Many years ago, I found my way back to myself and freed myself from a 16-year dependency on tranquilizers. Back then, I wanted to grow, to evolve, but I was numbed. My heart was trapped and closed until I decided to listen to the silence of my heart. I developed the heart chicken, a practice for myself that has now touched the lives of over 15,000 people. People who, like you, found their way back home. The heart chicken is a simple, but it's a powerful practice that helped me recognize in the moment what I truly needed. And no, it's not a trip to Hawaii or winning the lottery. The needs are much more simpler. Something to drink, something to eat, fresh air, movement, sleep. Try it. Try it right now. Place your hands on your heart. It's a quick method. And take a few deep breaths into your heart space and back out. And now ask yourself, what do I need right now in this moment to feel happy? So what is it for you? Is it movement or sleep, something to drink? Sometimes it's just the deep breathing. Sometimes it's a sip of water or a walk in nature. Whatever it is for you, your heart knows the answer. The heart check-in is such a beautiful starting point to come back to yourself. Take it with you into your daily life and learn to recognize your needs again, gently and honestly. But today, we're gone one layer deeper. Imagine your heart as a closed room, stuffy, tight, dark. Let's gently dive into a short heart opening meditation together. It's like opening a window. Suddenly fresh air flows in. The darkness gives way to warm light and you feel light and free. Many people share that after this meditation, they feel a sense of spaciousness in their chest, more calm, and the clarity to treat themselves with kindness. If you can right now, find a comfortable seat, or of course you can also lay down, and then take a deep breath in through your nose and out again through your mouth. And once more, in through your nose and out through the mouth. Place one hand on your heart and the other one on your belly. Feel your heartbeat. You are here. You're safe. Breathe into your heart space on 3, 1, 2, 3, and hold your breath for 3, 1, 2, 3, and exhale on 3, 1, 2, 3, and hold again for 3, 1, 2, 3. Imagine warm golden light flowing into your heart, expanding with every breath. Breathe in for 3, 1, 2, 3. Hold for 3, 1, 2, 3. Exhale for 3, 1, 2, 3. And hold again. 1, 2, 3. With every breath, you can let the light expand. It flows through your body into every single cell and wraps around you like a soft golden blanket. And gently repeat with me, I am open. I am love. I am safe. Let these words settle into your heart. Enjoy that stillness. The spaciousness and the warmth. Take one last deep breath and feel how your heart has opened, how the tightness has softened. Feel that love that flows within you. Your heart is always here for you, no matter what happens. And you can return to this place anytime Take another moment to feel your heart and breathe deeply. If you want to share a heart in your comments or how you feel. And if you want gentle reminders like this, follow me for more inspiration, relaxation, heart opening, and inner healing. And before you go to sleep tonight, place your hand on your heart and whisper, "I am love," and let that energy settle and see what happens.